由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in once again.
非常开心你今天能够收听天路导向。
Do you know that there are many people in the world who are fascinated with power?
你知不知道在这个世界上面有很多人都是醉心于权势里面的。
There are some who crave power.
很多人很渴望有权势。
And there are those who are intoxicated by power.
很多人亦都被权势所毒害。
Those who get intoxicated by alcohol can at least recover.
我哋发现呢，嗰啲酒精中毒嘅酒鬼仍然有复原嘅机会。
But those who get intoxicated by power seldom recover.
但系嗰啲被权力所毒害嘅，好少能够复原。
Through the years, I have come to distinguish between the mirage of power and real power.
在这些年来，我渐渐懂得怎样去区分虚幻的权力和真实的权力。
Between fleeting power and permanent power.
逐渐消逝的权力和长久的权力。
Between the visible power and the invisible power.
可见的权力和隐形的权力。
Between the ever dying power and the everlasting power.
昙花一现的权力和永远长存的权力。
Between self-serving power and self-giving power.
自私自利的权力和大公无私的权力。
Humanity at large is almost always tempted by the fleeting and the visible.
人性普遍都是受看到的和容易消逝的权力去吸引。
They are tempted by the ever-dying self-serving power.
我们都很容易受短暂的自私自利的权力去诱惑。
But on the day of Pentecost,
但是在五旬节的那一日
Jesus, who was true to his promise to his disciples, sent the Holy Spirit.
耶稣守住了他对门徒的应许，差派了圣灵降临。
He told them that they could not have life without the life giver.
耶稣告诉他们，离开了赐生命的主，就得不到生命。
He told them that they cannot be effective in their witness without the power of His Spirit.
耶稣告诉他们，如果你没有圣灵的能力，你就不能够有效地为主作见证。
He told them that there cannot be any true fellowship without the unity of His Spirit.
耶稣告诉门徒，如果你没有合一的圣灵，你就不能够形成真正的团契。
He told them that they cannot develop Christian character without the fruit of His Spirit.
耶稣告诉门徒，如果你没有圣灵的果子，就不能够建立基督徒的特质。
He told them that there can be no true understanding without the Spirit of truth.
耶稣告诉门徒，如果你没有真理的灵的话，你就没有真正的悟性。
So in Acts chapter 2, true to his word, Jesus sent his Holy Spirit.
所以在《使徒行传》第二章里面，耶稣信守他的承诺，差派了圣灵降临。
10 days after his ascension, Jesus sent his Holy Spirit.
在耶稣升天之后，十日就差遣了圣灵了。
Jesus sent his Holy Spirit to dwell permanently in the believers.
耶稣差遣圣灵永远居住在每一个基督徒里面。
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
各位亲爱的朋友，请你仔细咁样收听。
Acts chapter 2 is a turning point in the history of the kingdom of God.
使徒行传第二章是上帝国度历史的转捩点。
Acts chapter 2 tells us that the day of Pentecost is an unrepeatable day.
使徒行传第二章告诉我们，那个五旬节是不会重复出现的。
Pentecost was the inaugural day for the new era of the Spirit.
那个五旬节是圣灵时代的开幕仪式。
While Pentecost is individually experienced afresh by every new Christian,
虽然每一个新的基督徒都有圣灵充满的个别经历。
Pentecost Day itself is unrepeatable.
但是当日的五旬节是不会重复出现的。
Now, I want us to look at Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13.
那让我们呢一起去看看《使徒行传》的第二章一到十三节。现在请你听我读出新约的《使徒行传》第二章一到十三节。圣经这么写的，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一起，忽然天上面有响声，好似一阵大风吹过，充满晒佢哋所坐嘅嗰间屋。又有舌头好似火焰显现出嚟，分开落喺佢哋各人头上面。佢哋就都被圣灵充满，按照圣灵所赐嘅口才讲起其他国家嘅语言啊！那个时候有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来到耶路撒冷，那个声音一响，所有人都来聚集，各人都听到门徒用自己乡间的方言讲说话。他就觉得好奇怪，就惊讶稀奇话，看看这些讲话的人不是都是加利利人吗？我们为什么每个人都听到他们用我们出世的时候用紧嘅乡下话讲嘢呢？我哋帕提亚人、马代人、以兰人，同埋住喺米撒不达米亚同犹太加帕多加、本都亚细亚、弗吕加、庞菲利亚、埃及嘅人，同埋靠近古尼内吕比亚嘅人，从罗马嚟嘅客旅或者犹太人都好，或者系要加入犹太教嘅人，格里底、阿拉伯人都听见我哋用一啲佢哋出世嘅乡谈，即係乡下话去讲上帝嘅大作为。所以所有人都好惊讶，猜疑，係咁喺度互相喺度讲究竟佢哋喺度做啲乜嘢呢？仲有人喺度嘲笑话，唉，呢啲人无非咪就係飲酒醉咗囉。
And we will see that under three headings.
我哋喺呢段嘅经文《使徒行传》第二章一到十三节里面咧，应该会睇到三个标题噶。
First，
第一
，the evidence of the power of the Holy Spirit，
圣灵大能嘅证据。
Verses 1 to 4，
第一节到第四节噶。
Secondly，
第二
，the effect of the power of the Holy Spirit，
圣灵大能嘅功效。
Verses 5 to 11。
在第五到十一节里面的。
Thirdly,
第三
the explanation of the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵大能的说明。
Verses 12 and 13.
在第十二到十三节里面的。
The evidence, the effect, and the explanation.
我们可以知道呢，在这里《使徒行传》第二章第一到十三节里面讲的就是证据。功效同埋说明噶。
In Acts chapter 2 verse 1, Dr. Luke tells us，
喺《使徒行传》第二章第一节，路加医生话俾我哋听。
That when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place.
当五旬节来临的时候，他们全部人都在一间屋里面。
Do you remember from the last message that there were 120 of them in one accord?
不知道你还记不记得上次节目我们分享过，他们有120人。
It meant that they were united in purpose.
亦都是说他们是为了同一个目的聚集在一起。
They were all united in waiting.
他们同心这样等候。
They were all united in anticipation.
他们同心这样期待。
They were united in the expectation of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
他们同心期盼圣灵降临。
The day of Pentecost was to celebrate the feast of the harvest.
其实五旬节呢，是庆祝丰收的节日来的。
Which always took place 50 days after the Passover.
每一次都是在逾越节之后50天的举行。
It was also the celebration of the giving of the law to Moses.
在那天也都会庆祝上帝借着摩西所颁布的律法。
My listening friend, remember this.
亲爱嘅朋友，请你记住
，The New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament。
新约系旧约嘅应验。
The Old Testament was the shadow。
旧约系影子。
The New Testament is the real thing。
新约系实体。
The Old Testament was the symbol。
旧约系象征。
The New Testament is the meaning of the symbol。
新约就系象征嘅真实意义。
In the Old Testament, they slayed a lamb on the Passover day to commemorate the deliverance from slavery.
旧约时代，佢哋喺逾越节会杀一只羔羊，纪念佢哋喺奴隶里面解放出嚟。
And it was on a Passover day that the Lamb of God was slain.
而同样，上帝嘅羔羊亦都喺逾越节被杀，因为上帝嘅羔羊让到我哋全人类从罪嘅奴役得着解放。
So that he may deliver from sin all those who put their trust in him.
因此他才能够拯救所有相信他的人，将这些人从罪恶里面释放出来。
50 days later, when they were celebrating the first fruit of their harvest,
50日之后，当这些门徒庆祝初熟的收成的时候，
the Holy Spirit of God was given.
上帝赐下圣灵。
Dr. Luke said,
路加医生这样讲，
On that day, suddenly the Holy Spirit came.
在那一天，圣灵突然间降临。
Although the disciples knew the Holy Spirit was coming,
虽然门徒知道圣灵是要来的，
they did not know how and when.
他们不知道圣灵是几时来和怎样来。
The same thing will be true about the return of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督嘅再来亦都会系咁样。
Those of us who are longing for his return,
我哋呢啲渴望佢翻翻嚟嘅人。
Those who are expecting the return of the Lord,
我哋嗰啲已经预备紧佢翻嚟嘅人。
Know that his return is imminent.
知道耶稣基督好快就翻嚟啦。
But he will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night.
但是原来圣经说耶稣回来的时候会好像夜晚的贼那样偷偷地回来。
If Jesus comes back today, will you be ready to meet him?
如果耶稣今天就回来，你准备好迎接他没呢？
In Acts chapter 2, Dr. Luke gives us three evidences of the power of the Holy Spirit.
在《使徒行传》第二章，路加医生告诉我们圣灵大能的三个证据。
There was an awesome sound.
会有好大嘅响声。
There was an awesome sight.
会有好令人震惊嘅现象。
And there was an awesome speech.
会有好令人震惊嘅宣告。
What was the awesome sound?
乜嘢系嗰个好大好震撼嘅响声呢？
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 2,
喺创世纪第一章第二节里面。
When it says that the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters,
那裡說上帝的靈運行在水面上面。
It means violent rushing wind.
它意思是說強烈的暴風。
Why?
為什麼呢？
Because on the day of Pentecost, a new creation is taking place.
因為在那個的五旬節有了新的創造。
Not only there was an awesome sound,
不单只是有令人震惊的大响声，
but also there was an awesome sight，
亦都有令人震惊的现象。
Luke said there were tongues of fire，
路加说有舌头好像火焰这样显现出来。
Now these are not literal flames，
这些当然不是很真正你开瓦斯炉开煤气炉那些火啦。
They would have burnt the place down。
如果唔系咁，咪烧咗间屋。
How do we know that?
我哋点会知道呢？
He says it was as of tongues of fire.
因为圣经里面路加话好似火焰一样啊。
What does fire symbolize?
咁你话究竟火系象征啲乜嘢呢？
In the Old Testament, fire symbolizes the presence of God.
喺旧约里面，火系代表上帝嘅显现。
In the Old Testament, fire symbolizes light.
在旧约里面，火是代表光明。
In the Old Testament, fire symbolizes purity.
在旧约里面，火代表纯洁。
Before the coming of the Holy Spirit, the world was cold, dark, unloved, and impure.
圣灵降临之前，世界是冰冷的，是黑暗的，是没有爱在里面，是不纯洁的。
In Luke chapter 12, verse 49, Jesus said,
而在路加福音十二章四十九节，耶稣这样讲，
I came to bring fire on earth.
我来到是要将火丢在地上面。
That is the fire of his presence.
这个火就是他的显现。
That's the fire of his light.
这个火就是他的光。
That's the fire of his purity.
这个火就是他的纯洁。
Most people do not or cannot comprehend that without the Holy Spirit in the world was a terrible place.
大部分人都不明白，如果这个世界没有圣灵，是会几咁的可怕。
If it was not for the Holy Spirit in the believer's life, even today,
就算是今日，如果不是基督徒生命里面的圣灵，
this world would be dark, anarchistic, horrible, and unlivable.
这个世界就是一个充满黑暗、混乱、恐怖、没办法居住的地方。
And one day when the believers are taken out of this earth,
我们发现当有一日基督徒都被提离开了这个世界的时候，
And the Holy Spirit withdraws,
圣灵离开的时候，
Darkness will rule supreme.
黑暗将要掌权。
And they will regret it, but it will be too late.
人要后悔，但是为时已晚。
Listen carefully, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的朋友，请你留心去听。
Awesome sound communicates to the ears.
令人震惊的大响声要传到耳朵里面。
The awesome sight communicates to the eyes.
令人震惊的现象看在眼睛里面。
But then there was an awesome speech which communicates with the tongue.
但是令人震惊的宣告是用舌头讲出来的。
When the Holy Spirit filled the disciples, they were able to speak foreign languages.
当圣灵充满门徒的时候，他们就能够讲出其他国家的语言。
Why?
为什么可以这样做呢？
That brings me to the second point.
这个就是跟我所讲的第二点有关了。
The effect of the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵大能的功效。
Please look at verses 5 to 11 of chapter 2.
让我们一起来看看《使徒行传》第二章五至十一节。
When the apostles spoke in other languages,
当使徒讲其他国家的语言的时候，
there was a reason for that.
是有原因的。
Let me tell you why.
那等我话给你听吧。
On the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节那日，
There were pilgrims in Jerusalem from every corner of the known world.
在世界各地的朝圣者都齐集在耶路撒冷。
There were people from Mesopotamia and Cappadocia.
有从米索不达米亚和加帕多加那里来的人。
There were people from Pontus and Asia and Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt and Rome and Crete and Arabia.
有从本都、亚细亚、庞菲利亚、埃及、罗马、格里底、阿拉伯来的人。
What was the purpose of the tongues or foreign languages?
究竟圣灵赐下各国语言或者方言的能力，目的是为了什么呢？
Remember what Jesus said in Acts chapter 1?
你记不记得耶稣在使徒行传第一章讲什么？
You shall be my witnesses, but wait until the Holy Spirit comes.
耶稣讲话，你们要作我的见证，但是要先等待圣灵降临。
Why did he say this?
记不记得耶稣为什么这么说？
Because without the Spirit's power, they cannot be effective witnesses.
因为如果没有圣灵的大能，这些使徒就没有能力作有效的见证。
Now that the Holy Spirit had come with such awesome sound and sight,
如今圣灵已经来临，同时有令人震惊的大响声和现象。
they were given awesome speech in order to witness in these foreign languages.
佢哋亦都领受咗令人惊异嘅宣告，并且用各国嘅语言作见证。
This was such an awesome power that the hundreds of thousands of visitors who came to Jerusalem heard the gospel in their own language.
这个实在是奇异的能力，让很多的人来到耶路撒冷，他们来到做旅客，但是他们听到用他自己的语言所传讲的福音。
And today, faithful witnesses empowered by the Holy Spirit are being effective witnesses for Jesus Christ in every corner of the globe.
今日很多带着圣灵能力又忠心的见证人仍然在世界上面每一个角落为耶稣基督作见证，并且大有功效。
These faithful believers around the world know what it is to have real power.
这些在世界各地忠诚的基督徒知道什么是真实的能力。
Everlasting power.
什么是长存的能力。
Permanent power.
什么是永久的能力。
Self-giving power.
什么是去付出的大公无私的能力。
Invisible power.
什么是隐形的能力。
And one day, when the invisible power becomes visible,
当有一日隐形的能力成为可见的时候，
one day, when Jesus is manifested with all his glory,
当有一日当耶稣基督完全彰显他的荣耀的时候，
those who were intoxicated with false, fleeting, earthly power will weep and gnash their teeth.
所有曾经迷醉在虚假的、短暂的世界的权势的人都要哀哭切齿。
But it will be too late.
但是已经太迟了。
The door of mercy will be shut.
怜悯的门已经关闭了。
The door of forgiveness will be shut.
赦罪的门已经关闭了。
The door of grace will be shut.
恩典的门已经关闭了。
The evidence of the power of the Holy Spirit.
你要知道圣灵大能的证据。
The effect of the power of the Holy Spirit.
你要知道圣灵大能的功效。
Thirdly,
同埋第三样嘢。
The explanation of the power of the Holy Spirit.
你要知道圣灵大能的能力。
When the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles, they were amazed and perplexed.
当圣灵降临在使徒身上的时候，他们感到很惊讶，很困惑。
They asked one another, "What does this mean?"
他们彼此去问，究竟你想怎么？
Some, however, made fun of them and said that they were drunk.
有些人还笑他们说，你们喝酒喝醉了。
Listen carefully, my listening friend.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你听清楚。
Whenever you faithfully witness for Jesus Christ, there will be two reactions.
每次当你忠心为耶稣作见证的时候，不外乎有两种的反应。
There are those who stand in amazement at God's grace.
一啲呢，就是因为上帝的恩典而惊叹不已的人。
And they receive it thankfully and are saved.
他们带着感恩的心接受并且得救。
But then there are those who rationalize the rejection of God's grace.
亦都有人为自己拒绝上帝的救恩而找理由。
And send themselves to eternal damnation.
最后将自己送到去永远的灭亡里面。
That has not changed in 2,000 years.
其实这个情形在2,000年来都没什么变。
Jesus' name is as divisive today as it was 2,000 years ago.
其实耶稣的名在今日和在2,000年前一样都会引起人的争论。
But Jesus himself told us that his name is divisive.
但是耶稣一早就告诉我们，他的名是会引起纠纷。
Jesus himself told us that he came to bring a sword.
耶稣亲口告诉我们，他来到这个世界是要让人争战。
Jesus himself told us that he came to bring fire.
耶稣来到是说，亲口告诉我们，会带来火的焚烧。
Jesus himself told us that there are sheep and there are goats.
耶稣亲口告诉我们，世上有绵羊有山羊的分别。
Jesus himself told us that there is wheat and there is chaff.
耶稣亲口告诉我们，有麦子有败子。
Jesus himself told us that there are those who will believe in him and those who will mock him.
耶稣亲口话俾我哋听，有啲人会信佢，有啲人会笑佢。
And we should not be surprised at these two reactions.
所以对于呢两种反应，我哋唔需要太过惊讶。
The Bible said those who mocked Jesus.
圣经话嗰啲去笑耶稣嘅人。
Those who rejected him.
嗰啲拒绝耶稣嘅人。
Those who despised him.
嗰啲藐视耶稣嘅人。
Will experience the eternal and forever separation from him and all that is good in his world.
将要永远同耶稣隔离，亦都得唔到喺耶稣嘅世界里面一切美善嘅福分。
In ignorance, they do not understand that he is the one who tells the sun to rise in the morning.
佢哋因为无知，所以唔明白，其实系耶稣让太阳每日能够升起。
He is the one who tells the grass to grow.
系耶稣让青草生长。
He is the one from whom all blessings flow.
是耶稣赐下一切的福气。
And when he is withdrawn, they will have hell on earth.
当耶稣离开了这个世界，就要成为地狱。
But those who have received Jesus Christ,
但是那些接受耶稣基督的人，
those who have worshipped him,
那些敬拜耶稣基督的人，
those who bow to him,
那些向耶稣基督屈膝的人，
they will experience eternity in heaven.
将要在天堂享受永生。
My listening friend, I want to tell you this very, very important message.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你一个很重要、很重要的信息。
It is my deepest desire that not a single person who is hearing our voices would not respond to the love of Jesus Christ.
我哋最深最深嘅盼望，就系所有收听天路导向嘅听众朋友，每一位都能够回应耶稣基督嘅爱。
He is waiting for you.
佢喺度等紧你啊。
Will you come to him?
你愿唔愿意嚟到耶稣基督面前呢
？Will you receive him?
你愿唔愿意接受耶稣基督呢
？Will you accept his forgiveness?
你愿不愿意接受耶稣基督的赦免呢
？And then write and tell us.
希望你写信来到俾我，万峰千千万万个万，同埋攀越高峰的峰，或者俾麦克牧师，佢的麦是迈向前方的麦，同埋克服己身的克。咁希望你可以写信来到同我哋分享你面对的困难、面对的挑战，或者是你遭遇任何的事情。或者你愿意相信耶稣基督，我哋会好喜悦咁样去回信俾你，同埋去同你分享噶。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing。
咁喺度愿上帝大大赐福俾你，愿上帝与你同在。我哋喺下一次天路导向嘅时间再会。